The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, you're with Radio City Talk. This is The Kickoff. Right, Everton at it again. The busiest club in the transfer market. This summer getting all their targets identified early and bringing them in as well. Everton fans will be delighted with the capture of Michael Keane from Burnley. This is one that was maybe a little bit on off at the start, the question mark over whether Man United were trying to pull at him as well. But it seems like Everton had done enough groundwork on him and they've got a real coup here. Let's catch up with Chris Bowden, who's the sports editor at the Burnley Express. Morning to you, Chris.
How are you? Okay.
Yeah, great. Thanks for joining me. Right, it's it does seem like one of those stories that's been going on for quite a while. Initially, at the very start of it, there was this idea that quite a few clubs were in for him, which I suppose indicates how good a player he is.
It does, yeah, but it's obviously declined into a field of one, essentially. But, I mean, it's been on running for sort of 12 months or so. Leicester came in for Keane last summer, went as high as 15 million for him, which... You know, as daft as it sounds, you know, it's a pittance for a player of his ability. But obviously, United were in the running. I think Keane's sort of preference probably would have been, as, you know, to return to Old Trafford. He's a big United fan, came through the academy and so on, and didn't really get a chance there last time. But as soon as United signed Victor Lindelof, that was pretty dead in the water. And you know, Liverpool have been linked, and you know, Chelsea, Manchester City all over the season. But Everton were the ones who sort of showed the firmest interest for a long period. And Ronald Koeman looks like he's got his man.
What sort of guy is he away from the pitch?
Really, you know, quite a quiet lad actually, but really professional. You know, can't fault his professionalism. I can remember speaking to him not long after he'd arrived on loan, so going back 3 years or so now, and it was a bit of a bizarre situation, and he couldn't get in the Burnley team at the time, but had he been at Manchester United, they did a run of injuries and they were playing all sorts of youth products at centre-back, he probably would have been playing for United's first team. And he hid that really well. You know, he didn't sort of, you know, show any disappointment at being, you know, at being on loan in Burnley and having, you know, not stayed at United. He just sort of accepted that was what it was. It was his job, you know, to stay at Burnley for the 6 months as it was then. You know, it got converted to a permanent move in the January. But he just, you know, whenever you speak to him, just, you know, really calm, laid back, you know, but committed, determined, professional, and, you know, just a really good young man.
And obviously he became very settled at Burnley as well. The club seemed to get the best out of him.
Yeah, he came and he actually played against Burnley the season before they signed him. Played on loan for Blackburn against Burnley. For the first time Burnley had beaten Blackburn for 34 years, was a bit of a turn up. But he was, you know, highly thought of when he came in. He came in right on deadline day. He was actually at St George's with the under-21s, and Sean Dyche went down there to secure that. And anyone who comes through the system at Manchester United, you know, he's a gifted ball player. You know, he's very talented. He's quick, which you know, you don't see many centre halves with that sort of pace. He's the quickest player at Burnley, but Burnley have turned him into a, you know, centre half with a bit more aggression. You know, just more of a defender, really. You know, he defends first and foremost. He gets his head on everything. Mm. You look at his interceptions, his clearances, are right up there with any centre back in the Premier League. And they say when you put that sort of ball playing ability on top of that, you've got a real top defender.
Yeah, stats for winning aerial duels are right up there, aren't they? Perhaps the thing that maybe some fans will question or look at is his pace. Is he quick enough?
He's, as I say, he's the quickest player at Burnley. You know, people talk about Andre Gray and his pace. He's Keane's the quickest player, especially over, to put him over 100 metres, you know, that sort of extended sprinting. But he's, yeah, that's the one thing that Burnley will miss above all, that pace, that insurance clause at the back. He's got all the attributes. You look at him physically, he's a big, imposing lad. He's built, and he's, you know, very solid in the air, but that pace that sort of sets him aside, really.
I'm just thinking about why he would want to go to Everton. I presume there's an ambition there, but he must feel it's a step up for himself, more chance of winning things, the revolution under Ronald Koeman. The player himself, does it just feel like the time is right?
Yeah, I think everyone at Burnley sort of accepts that, you know, a player of his calibre, they can't really hold on to. He's destined for greater things. I think with Everton, it can be, you know, maybe knocking on the door of the top four, you know, looking at success in the Cups, you know, maybe even a run in Europe. But first and foremost, he wants to play week in, week out. And if he's, you know, he's obviously doing that at Burnley, but he feels confident he can go to Everton and play week in, week out alongside Ashley Williams, maybe. And, you know, like I say, in the side, knocking on the door of the top four, maybe. But I think the England thing's in the back of his mind as well. Mm. He's just broken into the squad. You know, he's played two competitive starts now, and really, really shone on those appearances. And imagine getting thrust in for your England debut away at Germany. It's don't get much difficult, much more difficult than that. But came out really well, and I think Everton. I've described him many a times over in this neck of the woods. I think he's a Rolls Royce of a player. I think he's a class out.
That's an old Brendan Rodgers saying. I can't remember. I think he said that about Emre Can, didn't he, Rolls? So they'll be gutted, the Burnley fans.
No, they will. But there's that sense of, if you go back, you go back at when Trevor Stephen went, you know, Martin Dobson, and I think everyone wants to see those players sort of advance now and really, you know, take the opportunity with both hands. And you know, I think a lot of Burnley fans will be proud to see him progress. They're obviously gutted he's gone, but you know, they've replaced players before, and it will be ridiculously tough to replace at Burnley. But you know, that's the way it is. He basically has outgrown Burnley. He's just too good for them, I think.
The main contingent of the squad going to stay in place for next season? Has there been any sort of activity at Burnley as they head back into training?
Well, I mean, they're probably going to report back on Wednesday, obviously, without Michael Keane. George Boyd turned down a year's extension. He's going to Sheffield Wednesday on a two-year deal. But they'll be bringing in Charlie Taylor, left-back from Leeds United. So, you know, and the key money will be, you know, on top of the budget that the manager's got. So, I mean, it tends to go down there. But, you know, Burnley can't do what sort of Everton and Manchester City have done and go out and, you know, acquire their targets as quickly as they can. They've got to sort of, you know, go in with an opening bid and sort of play the long game, really, because they're, you know, even though they're a Premier League club, their budget and their wage bill, they're almost up there with some Championship clubs, even, you know, in a second season in the Premier League.
And what about those links with Andre Gray?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously, there's something bubbling there. I think it's sort of rumours of West Ham's interest. I think if someone comes in with sort of 15 million plus, maybe, I wouldn't be surprised to see him move on. You know, really good kid again. He's, you know, he's had his issues at Burnley. Obviously, the suspension after his goal against Liverpool, and the, you know, the homophobic tweets, the historical tweets that were acted upon by the FA. But you know, he's come a long way from sort of a difficult background, you know, fair to say. And again, he's mid-20s. There's a lot of untapped potential there. I think, you know, if he stayed at Burnley, great. You know, he could develop, but. You know, I can also see him flourishing, you know, at an Everton, you know, just using his pace and power to the full, really.
You never know, do you? Chris, thank you very much indeed. Hopefully a busy season ahead for yourself.
Indeed. It's a pleasure, no problem.
Chris Bowden, sports editor at the Burnley Express. You're with Radio City Talk.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.